Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Woo! All for a new year. Checking in at
number 5.
Well, Megyn Kelly is leaving the Fox News Channel on Friday, but she still broke down and cried last night anyway. She explained that she needed more time for connection and love when it comes to her three children. She told her audience that she'll be gone from Fox at the end of the week, but there's a new adventure lying ahead.
I am very grateful to NBC for this opportunity, and I am deeply thankful to Fox News for the wonderful 12 years I have had here. I have grown up here and been given every chance a young reporter could ever ask for. The Murdoch family has been kind and good to me at every turn, and my colleagues are like a second family to me. So I will miss them and this show and you, and I hope our human connection continues, albeit over a different line.
Except for that one employee that she didn't get along well with, her boss. Or did she? I don't know.
Are they going to get into a dispute about the intellectual property like Letterman did when he went to CBS?
Intellectual property of what?
Of the show, of the Kelly file.
No. That's actually a very good question, because a lot of the kinds of things that she was doing there, she's not really going to be doing at NBC. She's going to be doing looks like a Sunday night kind of, you know, NBC has been trying to do 60 Minutes for 40 years.
Right.
And it hasn't really been, it's, they do okay, but they always end up trying to just go like catch a pervert somewhere. Right. It starts like they want to be 60 Minutes. They want to do the whole thing, and they want to have people all over the world, and they want to have Laura Logan, you know, walking around, you know, Tiananmen Square and pointing at some Chinese guy. They want that. But they never end up. They always end up with one guy in a faked up kitchen waiting for a predator to show up with a six pack of beer. And now Megyn Kelly says she's going to change all of that, and she's going to make the Sunday night, whatever their 1 hour news block, be something more than just America's favorite home videos or whatever.
Predator's favorite home videos.
Right. It's basically what it is. If you go like at 6 o'clock on a Sunday night, you got 60 Minutes, which is the gold standard. Mm-hmm. And then some NBC reporter is chasing around a guy who's like, you shouldn't have been there. Should you have been there?
Right.
What are you doing here?
Where's the 10-year-old?
And then you go over to ABC and you've got
Alfonso Rivera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alfonso Rivera, you know, telling you about, you know, a kid who falls down a flight of stairs. Isn't that funny?
But he's okay. No one was hurt.
I don't get it.
It's funny. It's funny because no one was hurt.
Yeah. Oh, Carlton. Anyway, it's a check, and that's the most important thing to everybody. So now it can be hard to beat 60 Minutes, especially in the Trump era, because you know there's going to be a lot of fun there. It'll also be interesting to see now. She's going to do a daytime talk show, they said.
Okay.
A Monday through Friday early afternoon talk news show. The same concept that they had for Katie Couric,
right.
And Katie Couric was doing it with Jeff Zucker, who used to be the executive that ran NBC and ran the Today Show, and she was on the Today Show, and then now is the executive who runs CNN. And he was very much in the hunt for Megyn Kelly as well. And then they paired off on the money for whatever reason. I was not privy, but I just know that it ended up at NBC, which is a surprise to a lot of people. I don't know how, and eventually what happens with that, and I remember this with Katie Couric, that she started, the whole idea was it was going to be about the day's news. Mm-hmm. It was going to be this, it was going to be that, it was going to be everything, and then it would sort of morph into a talk show format, which is what the cable newsers do anyway. Mm-hmm. Right? Because they have panels of people, the same people over and over again, that are, you know, sitting there going, oh, Trump's an idiot. No, Trump's a genius. No, Trump's an idiot. No, Trump's a genius. So I don't know. And then on network television, it turns into, are you the baby daddy? And that's the problem. They don't know how to get from, they don't know how to keep an audience without going baby daddy on networks at that time of day.
Right, because especially when you're competing with, like, Happy and Sunshine, Ellen DeGeneres, you can't do that.
Right, right. Unless Megyn Kelly's going to dance down the aisle while she's telling you about the Trump
administration. That would be compelling. That would be something to watch.
Although I will say that this is the Trump administration is the confluence of entertainment and politics. Because Amorosa Manigault got appointed to the White House today. Now, this is so funny. A year ago, when we were getting ready to go to Iowa to start this whole thing, and the debates were going on, and Jeb Bush was still a political person, and was like,
viable.
And Jeb Bush says, well, what are you going to get? Was Omarosa going to be in the White House? And a year later,
and everybody
I
laughed.
Swear to God, he said that.
Everybody
a
laughed.
Year later, here we go. Omarosa's in the White House.
Wasn't that her whole thing that she kept talking about when she was actually on The Apprentice, how she had worked in the White House with the Clintons or whoever it was at the time?
I have no idea. But the fact that she is in the White House now. She was the bad guy of kind of cheesy reality television.
No, not even kind of cheesy. Not even kind of the bad guy. She was cast well.
By the way, this breaking news too, Julian Assange is an American hero.
Number four.
Whoopi Goldberg this morning taking aim at Bill O'Reilly on The View, singling out comments that he made on the O'Reilly Factor the night before. O'Reilly had accused Hollywood as a community of engaging in reverse McCarthyism to scare musicians from performing at Donald Trump's inauguration.
Remember that in the 1950s, Wisconsin Senator Joseph McCarthy started accusing people in Hollywood of being communists. That led to a blacklist where people were not hired because McCarthy smeared them. Today, it seems anti-Trump zealots may be doing the same thing. If you're a Trump supporter, you're a bad person. And a number of entertainers believe their careers will be harmed should they associate with the new Trump administration.
Okay, here's Whoopi. Oh, wait, hold on. First, Donald Trump. Last year, he said this.
We don't need Jay-Z or Beyonce. We don't need John Bon Jovi. We don't need Lady Gaga.
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 Lady Gaga. Joey No Socks taught him how to pronounce
Gaga.
It.
Joey No Socks. Lady Gaga.
That, by the way, that was the great. For 24 hours, CNN was trying to tell us a story of Joey No Socks yesterday. Every 5 minutes, there was a story about this guy who was a convicted art thief that was like Trump's buddy that was at his New Year's Eve party.
People can change.
Yeah. Well, what? But it turns out that the guy, he was a known associate of John Gotti. Well, who wasn't a known associate of John Gotti?
I know a guy.
So I think there may have been a bit of an overreach on Joey No Socks for CNN yesterday. But anyway, so here's Whoopi.
If you don't go for people who don't support you, you probably won't get turned down as much. Now, I know that one of the people that supported Donald Trump was Ted Nugent. So why isn't Ted Nugent performing? He's one of your big supporters. Could it be that when you say things like, we don't need Beyonce to come out for us. We got the people. That's what you said, Donald. You said you had the people. You didn't care about the other folks. So stop going after the lefties to come perform. But if you think it's going to be an issue.
Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta Potomac's got the WGN traffic trouble spots.
Southbound 53 slowing down even more before Palatine. Now the two right lanes blocked by a crash with police on the scene. Other travel times building as well. Coming in on the Kennedy, 35 minutes from O'Hare, 25 minutes on the reverse trip. Inbound 290s, 45 from Thorndale. Little to no delays out at 35. Traffic is brought to you by CC's. Now at CC's, take your taste buds on a ride with three new pizzas, Kansas City Pulled Pork Barbecue, Santa Fe Chicken, and Philly Cheesesteak, all three part of the Unlimited Buffet for just $5 and some change, available for a limited time. For traffic on the 7s, 8s, or anytime on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app, pre-approved by Acunet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Violetta Podramatic in WGN Traffic Central.
We've been waiting for a long time.
Go!
Tomorrow night,
the Holiday. holidays and New Year's over, and the boys are back at the United Center. The Blackhawks take on the Buffalo Sabres.
The puck drop at 7:30.
And the United Center is underground!
The radio home of the Blackhawks, 720 WGN.
Are you an interesting, fun, single person wishing to meet other interesting, fun, single people? Are you thinking you'd like to have someone special in your life? Well then, that's the sort of thing that usually works itself out on its own. And speaking of working out, that's how it might happen. You might be working out and meet the person you've been hoping for right there at the gym. She'll be over on the mat stretching with a yoga ball, while you're on the machines working a specific muscle group. Let's say, deltoids. She'll casually walk past, sipping from her reusable water bottle, when she stops to ask you about circuit training. Or resistance training. Anyway, some sort of training. Well, one thing leads to another, and soon, you're spotting each other for sets of 15. Before you know it, you'll both be sprinting down the aisle. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call It's Just Lunch at 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Hey, Nicole, have you seen Ben?
Up there, Arvid.
Up where?
Up here.
Ben, why are you walking a tightrope?
To illustrate the perfect balance of features on the 237 sofa at Penny Mustard.
Ah, yes, the perfect balance of tufted button tops and nail heads on a sofa.
It's a delicate balance.
And it's a beautiful sofa, too. Warm, inviting.
And made with a solid maple frame and comfortable Qualex high-density foam.
Hey, can you put a few of those cushions on the ground under me?
Good idea. Each seat cushion has an individual spring system to keep seatmates from sinking into you.
They're unsmushable.
Good luck up there, Ben.
I like your sparkly outfit.
Thanks. I bedazzled it myself.
The 237 sofa, starting at $59 per month with no down payment and no interest until 2020 through January 8th at Penny Mustard.
Five locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Better versions of what people want.
Penny Mustard Furnishings.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-300-3391. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-300-3391. That's 1-800-300-3391. 1-800-300-3391.
With your support, Chicago Tribune Charities is helping to transform the lives of those in need across Chicagoland. Give now at www.chicagotribune.com/donate.
Lady Gaga.
It's Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
Oh, Hannah Stanley in for Anna DeVlantis today on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. So it's with her, but not with her. And the top five of five continues right here for the new year.
Number three.
Woman who's pro-Trump tirade at a Lakeview Michaels store. Remember this last fall? That the tirade went viral. And they said that it was, well, if you listen to it, it was certainly it was an unhappy customer experience the woman was having. Some said it was racist. Others said it was just plain out goofy. Well, now that woman has come out of the shadows. And she sat down with NBC's Ashar Kashiri, Karishi. Kashari Karishi, that's a hyphenated name.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yes, Dr. and Mrs. Karishi. anyway, Ashar Karishi at NBC 5 for an exclusive interview about her outbursts. And she says, hey, this was not about racism.
Are you sorry about anything you've said in the videos?
No.
Nothing. You stand by all of it.
I was defending myself.
When you were in the Pizza Coffee and you called the clerk, you said, you're a bitch. You stand by that.
I wish I would not have react. I wish I would not have engaged in it.
So you're sorry for saying that?
I am sorry for engaging in that, yes.
Are you sorry for calling the Michaels employee an animal?
So I didn't actually call her an animal. I said that she was screaming at me like an animal.
Are you sorry for that?
I mean, I should, again, have walked away from it. So I'm sorry that I engaged in that. It got that heated.
If she were an 8-year-old girl, do you know how mad her parents would be? Because what Usher there is doing is he's giving her the opportunity to just, you know, go, hey, I'm sorry, I lost my temper. I shouldn't have lost my temper. It was, you know, unprofessional behavior. Not very nice. And instead, she wasn't. Instead, it was like, I had the fight. Earlier in the interview, she talked about she had the fight or flight thing, and this happened more than once. It's like, okay. Although, you know, to me, when I was watching that last night on the interwebs, I thought to myself, you know, I felt a little like creepy, almost dirty watching it. Like, this woman, it appears to me, does have some anger management issues. And I'm not a professional, but I'm just good. Just based on what I've seen, it seems like she does. She's at least on two occasions flew off the handle. And it seemed like by coming out, I don't know whose idea it was for her to come out.
That's what I want to know, because I see no benefit in, because they work through those. They practice those. There's no benefit in her saying what she said. None. You're right. If she'd come out and said it was inappropriate, I acted immaturely.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it. That's fine.
Yeah, she kind of just goes little attitude, little misattitude. What's your problem?
But I did feel it felt a little dirty to me. It was sort of like, it's like if you go and you take advantage of somebody who's, and I'm not saying she is because I don't know, but let's just separate from this. You're taking advantage of somebody who's like mentally ill on television. That always feels weird to me. And somehow in this particular case, it feels like to me, and again, I think this is a litigious woman, so I'm going to be very clear here that I don't think, I have no idea, I'm not a doctor, I have no idea what her real situation is. I am saying yes. That it's very, very, very important that when you make a choice to go out and do an interview with somebody, it's not even a relevant story so much anymore, that, you know, you're not taking advantage of somebody who's incapable of protecting themselves. Because this woman's only capable of protecting herself by, apparently, getting caught on viral videos. All right. Checking in at
number two.
Following his monologue last night, James Corden paid tribute to George Michael. Corden recalled how Michael inspired the idea for the popular sketch Carpool Karaoke. George also helped convince Mariah Carey to be the first passenger.
When we started the show here, we were trying to get people to do Carpool Karaoke, and not many artists wanted to do it. And we would send them this clip of me and George, and we sent it to Mariah Carey. And she was the first person to say yes. And her words were, if it's good enough for George, then it's good enough for me. I'll do it. I can remember so many specific times in my life where I might have felt on my own, and George's music would feel like you would listen to a song and he would reach his hand out and tell you that you weren't on your own and that these feelings were not particular to you.
Oh, that's very sweet. Hey, he brought up Mariah Carey. Oh, I guess dear. I just want to mention that. You know, I think Mariah Carey has been, I think the initial criticism of her was really unfair. Now, she has not helped herself since then because she keeps blaming everybody else. But I think she should have, if they had just come out and explained, she couldn't hear her track that she was supposed to sing to, including stuff that was, that some of the stuff she was doing, what they call fill vocals, and some were, she was going to sing it live right there in Times Square, and to a track, live to track is what that's called, and she couldn't hear it in her earphones that tell her where she is weren't working. You cannot hear it if you are on stage without those headphones.
Right.
Without those earphones.
Because, and my contention, we discussed this right not long after it happened, was that the dancers stayed on beat. And so I felt like there was some way she could hear it.
No, they could hear it. They also have theirs.
Yeah, but she popped hers out because she couldn't hear.
Right. She was then trying to hear the ambient noise, but you're hearing it rattling around inside Times Square.
The stage monitor. So
it's going to be off by half a beat, and you can't do it.
My thought was she should have risen above professional performer and said, cut the music, we're going to do this, and then wung it somehow. Winged it? Wung it? Red-winged it? I don't know. But there
poor Mariah
should have
Carey.
Been a way to fix that.
Woman cannot catch a break. I am going to put her together with that lady from Lakeview.
Number one.
I know you want to read this one. Sitting next to Coach John Fox at an end-season press conference today, Bears general manager Ryan Pace opened up the 45-minute press conference with a sincere and heartfelt statement. He discussed the Bears' disappointing 3-13 season. I would call it disastrous, but that's for another time. They need to reduce injuries. Well, how are they going to do that? And they've had to take advantage of ample salary cap space.
Fifth most in the National Football League.
Well, that's if they get rid of Jay Cutler, right?
I'll have to look at that more, but I believe just as it stands now, I mean, they had a ton of cap space even coming into this season.
Well, they could pay Jay Cutler. What is it now?
Cutler would be owed $13 million if they bring him back, which actually is a bargain relative to some what other deals, other quarterbacks around the league are getting. That's the one argument people
right now, I think Jay Cutler should be in the fight for 15. That's what I think, but that's a separate issue.
Right. I think everything's on the table right now. Really, it's free agency, it's trade, it's draft, it's current players on our team. Everything's on the table, and we got to analyze all that, and the next 2 months are going to be huge for that, and it's critical we get that right.
What do you want to find from a guy that makes you believe is the answer at that position?
I mean, there's a lot of things we value for that position. I think, you know, this year we just lacked consistency and availability.
Yeah. Not throwing interceptions.
Yeah, exactly. Figure out which uniform is yours. Here's John Fox.
The only thing positive about 3-13 is draft order. All right, we're going to have good currency in the draft with the third pick throughout the draft, and we're going to need to make good decisions in those areas. And time will tell. And like Ryan said, talk is cheap. But we do have good cap space where we can go evaluate and try to better our football team that way.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're also going to save money on water. I'm not going to drink any water. Hold any Clean Schmidt money? Don't worry about that. All right, let's close it up.
The top five at five.